yes, it is a very good day to do a very amazing podcast. I know everybody is listening like, eish, why is this guy talking like this? I've been taking some African herbs. They brought it from Zamunda. Yeah, who sent the movie, man? Like, yo, I'm very proud to be African these days. And I think I need to make a prank call where I talk to somebody like this. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, hello. I'm calling you from Wakanda. We have a little vibranium we want to supply. Eh? Are you interested? But yeah, I'm in Nigeria. So when you do that, people are like, huh, who the fuck is calling me? I don't have any Mutumbu on my whole list. Anyways, your crazy zone. My name is LG. You can call me Laughing Gas for short. Any day. And you know what it is. It's your crazy zone. It's Niger Crazy Prank Podcast. And yo, you know what you signed up for. You signed up for fun, eh? So today, I will never disappoint you. I came with this crazy one. And I just need to rent shoes rather than buy them. You know, rent shoes from a Gucci store and return. I'm dumb. Okay, but I did good. You guys need to check out this. If you guys are going to believe me after this prank. I titled this prank "Rent Your Shoes." Check it out.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, my brother. Is this Obio?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. My friends gave me your digits and they informed me that you're into very, very quality footwears. So, I was wondering, how do you sell them for? Because they showed me a couple of pictures. How do you sell them?
It depends on the one you're looking for. What
are the ranges? Let me know.
We have the ones of 10,000, 12,000, 7,000, 5,000. It depends on what you want.
Oh, okay. 5,000, 10,000. The high quality ones. They are the ones of 10,000, right?
Yeah, and they have the ones of 12 even.
Oh, they have the ones of 12. You make them by yourself?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, you're not the one who make it. You are just the one who deliver them.
Yes, sir.
So I'm throwing a party. You know, they are now doing, because of the current COVID-19, we are doing parties, and it's just virtual parties. So I came up with this idea. I want to do a virtual shoe party.
Okay.
Yeah, where everybody will come up on Zoom or any platform they are using and show off their shoes, exotic shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very nice idea. And someone like you is supposed to come in and show off yours too.
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. You are in Abuja, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, me, I'm actually in Owerri. But when I was checking out shoes and I asked my friends, so I would like to get one that I'll use for the party and more for my friends. So I want to know, that one you're selling for 12,000, eh? How much will you rent it?
Actually, I don't rent.
You don't rent?
Yes, sir.
Come on, it's just, you know, there is always a first time to do something. You don't necessarily have to be renting before now.
It is very difficult.
No, it depends on who you rent it for. If people are going to, you rent it for me and I wear it and I start going out, matching it on the ground. No, but it's for a virtual party. You are even going to watch. You are going to be live. You get everybody showing off. Imagine that your shoe is what everybody is showing off. What is it going to tell off on other people watching the show?
Let me see what I can do about that. I said, what kind of shoe are we talking about here?
Okay, we are talking about a corporate shoe. If you have the ones for casual, anyone you have, it depends on the outfit that the guys who I want to model it for are going to use. So if we have 10 guys putting on your shoe, all of them are not basically going to put on Senator. So if you rent 10 shoes now, let's say you rent 10 shoes, we are going to give it to 10 different guys who are going to put on maybe casual, native, and otherwise.
Okay.
You understand? So it's about you knowing the ones that you can rent. Like, how many can you rent now?
Like, I've not rented before.
You have to start renting now.
I will just maybe the client you have a let me just put in it down and what I can rent, then I'll give you a proper.
Okay, see what you do. Don't bother giving it. You send me a mail when you're ready. Do you have a pen?
No, but let me use my phone and type it.
Okay, type the email. The email address is I just got pranked to the email address you're typing. I just got pranked now. N-O-W. Now. Yeah, by Stancy. His Omalicha. Did you type it?
I cannot kiss me. Why is she giving me this kind of thing now?
My name is Laughing Gas. It's a prank call. Do have a wonderful day, my chief.
Thank you, sir.
With these few points of mine, I know I've been able to confuse you and not convince you and not confuse that. I don't know how we do that thing in school that year, the Honorable Co-debaters. I believe I'm be able to confuse you and not convince. Anyway, you know the right one, convince and confuse. All of them are consumpting, so it's constrained. I don't even know the meaning of what I'm saying. Yo, I just have to put a consumpting. If you want your loved ones pranked, you know what to do. Send the detailed info to my email address is laughinggasofficial@gmail.com. Spelled laughinggasofficial@gmail.com. And please do me a solid. Tell your friends about the podcast. Don't laugh alone. Share it and subscribe. Follow me on Instagram. They're all social media platforms. Anyone, please. Till the next time when I meet you guys, stay safe. I love you and bye-bye.